Special guest in studio this morning, Cindy Ross from Bright Star Care. Morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Reed.
How are you?
Oh, wonderful, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You know, and to explain a little bit about what Bright Star Care is all about, you know, when seniors need additional care, their families are the first to respond. And, you know, if you're a caregiver, you need to know that you're not alone. And I know a lot of our listeners have gone through that. I went through that with my folks. I was just telling you off the air that my cousin is going through that somewhat unexpectedly with my aunt and uncle in South Dakota. So it creates a lot of stress on not only the individual who needs the care, but the family members that have to care for them. So there are things that people can do for themselves or for their parents or loved ones that can at least ease some of the problems.
Exactly. Well, I see that the whole reason why I got into this business was when we were dealing with my mother-in-law. Here we had three strong sons and their respective wives having to take care of Nancy, who had COPD. And between the three of us with working, and it's the sandwich generation of taking care of your kids as well as your aging parents.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of stress, and unfortunately most kids live further away than what it used to be in traditional times. So the neat thing about having the option of in-home care, both medical and non-medical, is that you can recharge your batteries, because usually it's one person in the family that takes on that burden, and it just comes to a breaking point, and it's just not healthy for the relationship. It's not healthy for that person's health as well.
It becomes, as you point out, it does become very stressful, and I mean, I went through that personally, and it was expected, but somewhat unexpected. But even when you know it's coming, you don't realize what demands it makes on your time and your mental health, for that matter.
And that's the whole reason why we started the Care Together Cafe. We ran into it that, unfortunately, people don't really want to plan for these type of things to happen. But yet, within 10 years, there's a huge portion of our population that's going to turn 65, and they will not be able to build enough brick-and-mortar facilities to take care of people. So we really need to put planning for care of our loved ones at the forefront. So usually it's the last Wednesday of the month, we are bringing educational events to Washington County, and it's this July 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Swirl Wine Bar in Afton, where we're kicking off these monthly educational events to help people start planning and bringing this to the forefront.
The topic, in fact, coming up this Wednesday, and again, it's at the Swirl Wine Bar from 3 to 5. The topic is the life sentence of wavered services versus owning your future. Own Your Future is an initiative by the state of Minnesota to encourage citizens to have a plan for financing long-term care as they grow older. And that is something we've talk for many years about here on KLBB.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly. Beth Patterson, who's our guest speaker, is one of several people that were tapped by the Lieutenant Governor to be part of this awareness campaign and commission. And the whole goal is to help the average person be able to afford to plan for their future. There were a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of times people purchase long-term care insurance when it's too late, or there's some very expensive plans that are out there. And so what Beth's going to be doing is sharing some of the different options that are out there and what the state of Minnesota is planning to do to help beat it off at the pass. But some of the things, wavered services, a lot of people don't know what that is. I've seen people that have had you know, very healthy incomes. Unfortunately, they didn't plan for things. Then all of a sudden, their money runs out, and they become a ward of the state, if you will. And the problem is that spaces for them, as far as living conditions are concerned, are only based on where they have availability. Husbands and wives could be split up. One could go to Washington County, another one could go to Hennepin County. It's those kind of things. And so what we really want to do is help people become educated so that they can make smart decisions and so they don't fall into that type of situation.
You know, it's something that, as I said, you know, when we first started talking, affects every member of the family. And we encourage folks who are, you know, in their 50s or 60s, for that matter, that need to look at what their options are, or possibly even if you have a parent who, you know, can't go or doesn't want to go, you can go and get the information that can be crucial 5-10 years down the line.
Exactly. Well, it's even people in our 40s. I ride horses. My husband rides a motorcycle. And, you know, you can just be one accident away from something like this happening. So it's really all ages that really should be focusing on something like this, in my opinion.
It's coming up on Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 25th. It's the Care Together Cafe. It's a meeting at the Swirl Wine Bar from 3 to 5 p.m. And the topic is the life sentence of waivered services versus owning your future. If you'd like information, you can call Cindy at Bright Star Care of the St. Croix Valley at 651-234-0044. That's 651-234-0044. And, you know, I encourage you to go. You can meet caregivers just like you at Bright Stars Care Together Care. Again, it's this Wednesday from 3 to 5 at the Swirl Wine Bar in Afton, Minnesota. Cindy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Reed.
I appreciate it. Thank you. That's Cindy Ross from Bright Star Care. And, again, it's this Wednesday at the Swirl Wine Bar from 3 to 5. And, you know, whether you're thinking about your future or you have a parent that you are concerned about, I encourage you to go 3 to 5 this Wednesday. If you have more information, need more information, call 651-234-0044. It is a quarter past 9. It is America's Best Music here on Club 1220 KLBB.